Welcome to Measuring Success Right, the official podcast of the Marriott Student Review, a podcast for students by students, where we connect the leaders of tomorrow with the issues of today.
Welcome to Measuring Success Right. I'm your host, Tyler Curtis. Kicking off this next episode of How Did I Get Here, a mini-series that we've been doing for the past couple months. Today we'll be interviewing Brian Barba, who is from Nicaragua. He is majoring in communications and has recently entered the journalism program. He is leaning towards an emphasis in photojournalism as well. Also, as a fun fact for those of you who don't speak Spanish, his last name translates to beard. Brian, thank you for having us.
Thank you for inviting me. I'm glad to be here.
Awesome. Well, let's just get right into it. So,
perfect.
Tell us a little bit about journalism. What is it like?
Well, to me, journalism is about describing what's going on, to be a witness of society as a whole, and in a way, just to serve as the watchdog role that journalism does is like to keep an eye on the people in power, you know, to help society know how to make better decisions, how to just to keep government like watched, and so that way things don't go crazy, you know, that kind of thing, and just helping people to stay informed, to know what's going on in their society, their communities, their cities, and in the bigger scale, their country, and even bigger, the world.
Well, thank you. That's a really good insight. And I think, well, you're our first journalism major we've had.
Okay.
So I would like to know a little bit more about how you got into this, I guess, desire to be the watchdog of governments and just this different perspective, I guess. So I guess what is your story? How did you get here?
That's a great question. And I think it comes down to my own experience, you know, growing up in Nicaragua. And getting burned out of the news because you see like bad stuff all the time. I think that's something that happens everywhere. You know, it's called in the communications world. It's called mean world syndrome, which means like you get a perspective of the world that is worse than it is actually, just because of how it is portrayed in the news. So what happened to me is that for a while, you know, the news were something that were going on the background, you know, on my house, and eventually it was just something that I kind of just like ignore, like it was just like I disregarded it, you know. I remember seeing some newspapers, but most of the time I just use newspaper clips, just like for art projects or stuff in school. Mm-hmm. So I think it's kind of like a turning point for me, you know, kind of like something that I disregarded a lot, kind of like coming back to it, but just because I've seen how like things have changed a lot in a way that there's not a lot of journalism or news that are trustworthy. Some of them feel like there's some bias to it, and there's like an agenda behind that is trying to be pushed, pro-government agenda, that kind of thing, and you're getting just like one side of the issue. And just growing up and, like, when I started to get, you know, older, to understand things a little bit, I just felt that it wasn't right, you know, that it was unfair. And especially seeing how, like, the newspapers were being kind of, like, they changed. Some of them, like, changed owners and people who were, like, some of the wealthy people in the country and people that were more aligned with the government. And the government's been there in place for almost 20 years now. It's been quite a bit. So that tells you a lot about how things have developed. And the newspapers are like the journalists who were trying to kind of like give a different side of the issue. Okay, this is something that's going on. They just, they were being shut down, like their voices kind of like they were shut down slowly to a point that it's like to this day it's just really hard to have like freedom of the press. So just, you know, growing up seeing all that, I was just like I feel I need to do something about this, you know. I want to push back against this like narrative of people especially people with a lot of power and influence controlling what like society gets, like, you know, coming up with a reality that it's not actually portraying what's happening, but to whatever they want to tell you about what's going on. So I just, part of my decision to go into journalism is because of that, and also because I've always had this drive to kind of like do or make an impact in the world. And I feel journalism is the way I can accomplish that.
Awesome. Well, thank you so much for that story. That's I think it's good insight on just Nicaragua itself, and just
yeah.
I think it's good to have a perspective from outside of the U.S. where most of us are from. And I guess I want to go a little bit deeper into your backstory. So, when did you decide to go to BYU, and did you know that you wanted to do journalism before you made that decision or after?
So it gets a little complicated here because I always wanted to come to BYU, to be honest, since I found out that the church had like or sponsor university, I was like, oh, that's so cool. But it didn't get until later in my life when I was like, I found out that that could be a possibility whenever I started learning English, whenever like I went on a mission and I had my companions tell me, hey, dude, like, your English is great. You should come study to BYU. You should apply. You should give it a shot, all that kind of stuff. So that's when it kind of, like, started to, like, the idea started to take off, you know? And then part of it was, to me, BYU is, like, the dream school. Like, it's, like, you can get a really good education to what it seems like from the outside, you know, because it's, like, yeah, an American university, right? With the combination of having the spiritual truths that I already value involved in that education. So that to me felt like that's the best of both worlds. And there's no other place on earth where I could get something like that. And especially going into journalism, which was something that I was considering back then. It wasn't set in stone. I think there were a lot of factors in my decision, you know, because at the end of the day, you need to choose something. Like even though you can be passionate about something, you need to pay the bills at the end of the day, you know. Mm-hmm. And that's how it kind of goes. Like whenever you're trying to decide what to study, you know. So there were a lot of different factors, and the university was one of them, definitely. Because had I stayed in Nicaragua to study. I probably would have chosen something else than journalism, just because it's a different experience, and like doing journalism in Nicaragua these days, it's like it's needed, but it's not the best right now. Like there's not, as I said, there's not a lot of like good things that can help journalism thrive in a way. So to start there, it might not be the best, you know. People that are reading the field, and there's a lot of journalism, independent journalists that I follow that are doing a great job telling the truth of what's happening down there. But I thought it might not be the best place to start. So I'm going all over the place, but coming back to the idea of BYU, so I was like, I value truth. That's something that I learned throughout, like, growing up in the gospel, in the Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints, which has been mm-hmm. like a really important part of my life. So I value truth. And valuing truth aligned with what journalism is all about, just like spreading the truth. So I was like, I think BYU is the best place where I can study journalism. Because we talk about getting to the truth in the secular way, you know, to the facts as a journalist, but also getting to the truth in like the spiritual knowledge, the spiritual world, like talking about like the gospel principles. So as I said, like BYU was the school of my dreams. It seemed like the best place to do journalism, and I applied to BYU, and it was quite comic because I found out that I still needed to apply to the major. So I was like, oh, wow. My family was like, so how does that work? It's a different dynamic, you know, down there in Nicaragua, and you pick a career and you stick with it. Yeah, you obviously, depending on the school you go to, if it's like a government school, you know, that is funded by the government, you usually, because those are like public schools, you usually do a test to get into the school. But if you get into your major because you did well on the test, you just go with it. You don't have to take classes, prerequisites, and then apply to the major, see if you get in. So that was like a different dynamic that we're like, so what's going to happen? Like, well, how are you going to get into the major? What are you going to be studying before you apply to the major? Like all of these questions that I had and my family had. And it was just like an interesting experience because like, okay, I got into the school. Now I need to get into the major, you know. Mm-hmm. So it was kind of like a couple like steps, I guess.
Well, thank you so much, Brian. I really loved all that you just shared with us. I think it's cool to look back and see just kind of what BYU I just offered for you. You know, it gave you an opportunity to, you know, pursue something that you were passionate about instead of, you know, you got the best grades in this subject and that's, you know, where what you were going to do for a career. But I also liked kind of you describing a little bit of the struggle you had and, yeah. Well, just coming to terms with, oh, there's another obstacle. I thought getting in was enough. But we're glad you're here. That's
Thank
for
you.
Sure. And I guess my next question to you is, you know, what's it like? What's it like being in journalism? You're here now. And so what is the journalism major like for you?
It's been great so far. I've just taken the prerequisite classes mostly, which helped me to apply to the program. And then I applied to the program just like at the beginning of February this year. And I'm taking right now two classes that are really important, are core classes for the major, which are media ethics and media law. That are kind of like, they set the ground for what's coming next. You know, because first you need to know how to be a good professional, how to be an ethical professional, right, in the communications world, and also how you can move within the law, right? So far it's been great because I've had that I told you about. Like I've seen how we're having or learning the best of the knowledge that there is about, we're learning about ethics, we're learning about the American legal system, but there also we always connect that to the gospel in a way. And I appreciate that. Having that at BYU just like helps me see things in a really like wholesome way and like a really holistic way. It's a holistic approach to journalism. So it's been great. I feel it's the right decision. I feel I'm doing the right thing and I just feel confident about the future, honestly.
Awesome. And I think, you know, I can tell from my major itself is, you know, like BYU does offer this as a unique experience that you can tie the gospel in to pretty much any aspect of life. You know, it is a really unique experience and I'm glad that you've been able to experience that here as well. I guess you mentioned, we talked about in the beginning that you wanted to emphasize in photojournalism. So let's pretend I don't know what photojournalism is. So could you give us a little idea of what that is?
Yeah, to me, photojournalism is just doing the same thing with photos. You know, telling the truth, telling stories, telling what's happening especially, and describing it through pictures. And I think there is something about pictures that are more meaningful, you know, that can convey a lot of meaning because it's like you see it right there. It's a different experience than you reading what happened. Like, especially with what's going on in the world right now with the Ukraine and Russia conflict. If you read about it, you read about bombs, you read about people dying, like, it still gets you. Like, it strikes a chord in you. But when you see a picture of someone standing and you see behind this person the whole house destroyed, you see all this, it's just more powerful because it shows you what's happening. It's not telling you, it shows you. You're able to see what's happening. So I've seen photojournalism, like I've been following some people that do photojournalism, and I think something that it is important that I've been learning recently, it's really it's an interesting subject, but also you got to be careful because you don't want to dehumanize people, right? You just don't want to show, like, things that are bad, you know, just like someone with going through something hard. You don't want to just get into their lives in a way that it's disrupting, right? So it's really interesting to me. Yeah, I even say fascinating, because there's just like so much going on that you need to find a balance between like what's allowed, what's ethical to do, you know, in especially in conflict situations, and what's gonna be justifiable, you know, for the sakes of news, of spreading the truth. So I think it's a really powerful tool that, you know, people say that actions do more than words, like tell you more than words, and like I think pictures tell you more than words too.
Definitely, yeah, no, very common saying is picture says 1,000 words. Well, that's definitely what came to mind when you were describing that. So I guess also kind of leads into our next question and a little bit more perhaps on photojournalism. What's next for you? Like, what are you looking to do for a career? And you're still got plenty of years in school left. Yeah. I understand that. But I guess have these been thoughts in your mind? Have you already have a path that you want to go to, or are you still working on that?
I'm still working on that, honestly. It's something that I'm still not sure what I want to do at the end of the day, you know, like for my career. And I honestly, I'm not set in stone to anything specific. I'm open to things changing down the line, you know. I think it's important to be open about the future and just like remain hopeful and have a good attitude overall. Because definitely that's something that I do want to do, is to push back against injustice, against like unfairness, you know. That's something that I definitely want to do. I want to do journalism in a way that helps people, because, you know, this is something important to me that I've been recently learning about. It's like we talk about neutrality when it comes to like news, you know, being neutral, cover both sides of an issue, like with equal balance, equal, you know, coverage, equal respect. But there's something about the people in power that you can't, you know, there's a power imbalance between the people that hold like government positions, people that are like high-ranking officials, and just a regular citizen, right? Mm-hmm. So sometimes you like neutrality can do more harm than good in these scenarios, because these people are in different like positions in different, like you can't compare where they are at, right? So I think especially I just wanna combat against injustice overall and just like try to hold the people accountable, like especially people in power accountable for what they're doing, because they're put by the people to help society, to help the people, and when they're not doing that, right, I think it's important to let people know, and so things can change, things can improve. So I'd say that in the future I just hope to be able to do that, you know, to work for a newspaper, a news outlet. I think it will be like, I'd say like it's a dream job, I feel like, kind of thing, will be, you know, to work like for a big newspaper here, and probably covering and reporting down in Central America or Nicaragua or Latin America as a whole, you know, because there's something about working for like international media that gives you a little bit more of like of room to do what I want to do, you know, to be open, to tell the truth without being scared about retaliation, you know, because if you're working for a smaller newspaper like in Nicaragua right now, for example, it's hard to speak up, to talk against the government, because like if you're inside, the government controls pretty much many things around it. They have their own media that they're gonna use to talk like bad about what you're saying, to say this is not true, right? But there's something different when you're working for an international media outlet. They can control that, right? They can say whatever they want, but like they can't shut that down, because it's like they don't owe them, you know. It's so it gives you a little bit more of freedom, I'd say, and I think it's essential, and it'll be helpful for the kind of journalism that I want to do.
Totally. Well, I mean, what I can say is the future is lucky to have you. Well, Brian, thank you so much for sharing your story. And I think one, I guess, just note on your story that I really like is just, I mean, you've gone, I guess, you know, thousands of miles, in a sense, to get here. A journey that's a little bit more unique to many of those of us who are just here from the States. But still, I think you have a lot of insights that, you know, with that, I guess, broader geographic perspective, you know, you have more of an insight on how you can get here and what's possible for those looking for a major. And I was just curious, you know, for those of our listeners who maybe aren't set on a major, who aren't, you know, sure what they want to do, maybe they're not happy in the major that they're in right now, what advice would you have for them in picking a path to go and to follow?
Tyler, that's a great question, and I'm still trying to find the answer, you know, for myself. Even though, like, I mean, I'm pretty much set in journalism, as I said, I'm open for things to change, you know, for the future to take you a little bit different from where you expected it. But I think the first thing that I'd suggest to people is just to not see themselves as a career, you know, as a professional only, because that's not us. I think putting that label on you can do more harm than good in the long run. Because, like, you know, you're doing IT, right?
Yeah, information systems.
Information systems. So you're not just going to be like an information system person your whole life. Like, you know what I mean? Like, I'm not just going to be a journalist. Like, I hope that's not the only thing that defines me, right? So I think that's the first important thing to be aware of. It's just like, whatever you do, it doesn't define you as a person for the rest of your life. So I think if you go in with that mentality, that's already helpful, because that's like, that means you're not set on what you get your degree on. You can change, you can move on, you can explore different paths and do different things with this the toolkit that you get from your degree and the education you get. So first thing I say, just like, don't define yourself as the career or major you're choosing. The other thing I would say, it's like to look at yourself and see, like, what do you want to do with your life? Like, what do you want to be remembered for? Like, are you interested in making an impact? It doesn't have to be something big. Like, I think I personally, I feel like I have big aspirations, but I think it helps me to push myself. But in a way, like, I might not be able to fulfill some of them. I might, like, I'll be happy, but at least I feel like I want to try to do that social impact, even if it's small, even if it's just going to be my community, wherever I work as a journalist or doing something else, or even if it's just my family. But I think it starts right there. Whenever you become aware that you can do something about what's going on around you by changing yourself, I think that's the key. So if it's that something that you're interested in, I'd suggest to look, what are some of those careers that are going to provide you with a set of skills that will be helpful to do that kind of change, first within you, and then, like, with those around you, how you can improve the lives of those people around you. And that could be, you know, like, that could be for you, for example, as an information system professional, when you're working as one, that could be like creating software, something that's going to help improve people's life. So there's different ways to do it. You just got to try to find your own. What's, like, something that is fulfilling. So I think I would suggest to do that. Just see what you like and what you would like to do with whatever career you choose. I think we all can make an impact in the world for the better in any ways. It's like, it's not the same. It doesn't look the same for you that it looks for me. We all have our own unique perspective that we bring into the world. And I think that's what's awesome about like the world we live in. We all can contribute to different degrees, different extents, and with different abilities. So I think those are the main important things that I would recommend, just to think about the career as something that doesn't define you, and about what you want to bring to the world, what you're expecting to contribute to the world. And I think that's a really good like foundation to see what major fits better in the like short term, and also in the long term, what you can see yourself doing for the rest of the time. I don't think it's the rest of your life, because you can always change path, move around, like explore different things. Many people these days get a degree in like something different, and they end up working in something completely different, you know, and that's totally okay. That's totally fine. I think school is important, and it's a great investment. And the most important thing is that we're getting education, and education doesn't need to be narrow. It can be broad, and I think the broader, the better, because you get you can get a broader perspective of the world, you know, and I think that helps you to be more capable of empathize with people, to understand others better, and to see how you fit in society, and you can help others fit and feel welcome. So I hope that's helpful. I think that was all over the place, but I think the main takeaways are just trying to see how you can help the world become a better place.
Well, Brian, I mean, I think that was an excellent answer, and I think we're definitely blessed to have that perspective as well. It's more of a, I guess, the question could be taken as, you know, just specific into how I want to choose my major, but I like how you took it as, you know, well, how do you want your life to be? Not just, you know, I think it's important to open up for adaptability and to change, and there's a lot of things changing the world. I mean, us who are, you know, pursuing tech careers, we came into relevance not too long ago. And that's probably going to change in the future as well. I mean, that there's plenty of things to look out for. Thank you so much, Brian, for that.
I do want to add something else, you know, that it's really important in today's world, right? You need to make money. Mm-hmm. That's how it is, you know, right? You can't just like pursue your aspirations and forget about the bills. Totally. It doesn't work that way, right? So I think it's important to add that to the equation, you know, to seek a career that can help you pay the bills. Even if that means, you know, doing that career for just a couple of years to get enough money to live, and then kind of like pursue whatever you want to do later. But I think sometimes it's just about choosing what's going to make us happy at the end of the day, like, and what's more important to us, because, like, you don't, like, when I was looking at this, at journalism, I was looking at the salaries, right, to give me an idea, and journalists these days don't make as much money as other people, like, for example, tech people, and I weighed that, and I was like, I do care about, you know, having enough and providing for my future family. I do care about that, and I think it's important. But even when I saw that, I didn't get discouraged about like, oh, I don't make as much money as the tech people. But it's because of the perspective I'm approaching to journalism, like the reason that I'm doing journalism. So it comes down to what I want to do and how I can make everything else fit around that, you know, in my life. So I think that's important to take into account, but it can also be a factor that it doesn't need to be a determining factor, you know?
Mm-hmm. Well, yeah, thank you. And I think, you know, I agree. It is definitely important to, you know, think of all of what it means into what you're going into and your decisions. And so, you know, I think we've been lucky to have your perspective here with us today. You know, I think you've touched on it a little bit. In your description of what you're looking for a career and a major and what you want to do in the future. But it's kind of a tradition with this episode to ask, with this podcast, to ask, how do you measure success, and what is success? And so what are your answers for that?
That's a really great question. And so I think success is really relative to each one of us, right? And I think for me, success is to be able to look at my life and know that where I'm at right now, like to appreciate where I'm at right now, like to see from where I come from, right, and see all the progress that I made. I think that's how I measure success. When I look back and see, for example, in my case, like BYU, not too long ago, like I've been here for only 3 semesters. So not too long ago, BYU was just a dream, a far distant dream. Like I found out I was admitted into the university February of last year, like 2021. So I feel like come a long way, and I still got a long way to go. But for me, success is just like about enjoying the present and being grateful for what you have and appreciate the long way you've come, and just like think about how you wanna keep going from there, how you want to do better, even better than you already did. But not to be too critic of yourself and not to fall on this like perfectionism idea, you know, just having the mentality of like, I can do better tomorrow. So, yeah.
Well, thank you so much, Brian. And thank you, Evan, for listening. And that is How Did I Get Here?
Thank you.
Make sure you subscribe to our podcasts on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, Google Play, or SoundCloud so you never miss an episode. Be a friend and tell a friend about measuring success right.
This podcast is a project of the Marriott Student Review at Brigham Young University. You can find us on Instagram, Twitter, and Facebook at Marriott Student Review, or online at marriottstudentreview.org.
The views and opinions expressed in this podcast do not necessarily reflect official policy or position of Brigham Young University or The Church of Jesus Christ of Latter-day Saints.